Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
In these hither states also that made us, or that put us in the same position as the European nations. Think about it logically, folks, would you? If politicians are getting payments all around the world from CRH Concrete, why are they not getting payments here too? Does it make sense now why you have a $220 billion transportation bill every 5 or 6 years? It's to pay off companies like this. Things like this are the things that destroy us. Built-in corruption in the system is unreal. And we don't have a chance of fixing something like this unless we band together, work together, and address this type of corruption. CRH is not the only concrete company out there that's doing it. I could read through the others in the top 10 list, and several of them have charges of the same nature. They're working in conjunction with CRH. They may not work together to do it, but they're following the lead of CRH. We need to work together. We need to be aware of how bad it really is and how much is really coming against us. It was years ago, 1960, when President Dwight Eisenhower warned us. And he warned us about what? He warned us about the military-industrial complex. But he also warned us about the collection of scientific research in federal labs. And he warned us about a half a dozen other things. He talked about taking away our children's material future and sacrificing it. Didn't he? He sure did. As a matter of fact, you know what? At the end of the segment, we're going to play Eisenhower's farewell speech because I think it should be heard again. It's been a while since many people have heard this, and I truly believe that they need to hear it again. Why? For all the reasons I stated, and more. Eisenhower wasn't the best president. He wasn't the most awesome president, but he saw what was happening. He saw what was coming, and he tried to warn us. He tried to let us know. Kennedy tried to stop it, and what happened to Kennedy? Ronald Reagan tried to slow it down, and what happened to Reagan? Let's cover one other aspect of roads in our two-part series on the national highway system. Numerous studies have shown that traffic circles are much more efficient and better than stoplights. And we know why they're stop signs, because that's part of the big business model of creating the signs and getting them out there, because they're made by inmates who are very low labor. You could pay them as much as you could pay some kid in a sweatshop in China. But traffic lights. Why are traffic lights still used so much, so often? If they're not as efficient and not as effective as a traffic circle. Traffic circles keep the traffic flowing, cuts down on wasted fuel products, wear and tear on the vehicle, but yet we still use traffic lights. Most of the traffic lights in these here untidy states are made by a company, McCain Incorporated. Relation to John McCain? I don't know. I didn't look at that aspect of it, but I think I will over the next few weeks or so. But McCain Incorporated is the company that makes the controllers, the signals, the signs, and they do the software, and they do specialty products too.